Are you going to get to see a show tonight? We're taking you as the crew of the Hemisphere Dancer, and we're going to blast off in a few minutes and go to the moon for a little picnic. That's not to say some of you haven't already started out in your own orbits out there earlier in the parking lot at Great Woods. But one thing's for sure, we got stars on old Buzzards Bay and the Cape Cod Canal tonight. No rain in sight. We'll be right back.
soul. Keeps you tied to the tree high top. Bitch on lights, come on. The crowd starts rolling in. Hey, we got stars on the wall. You got stars on the wall. Stars on the wall. Did it rain? Who cares? Oh, my two beloved. Sea breeze at your door.
Just around.
We got a clear forecast tonight for our trip to the moon, so don't you worry about rain. It's these goddamn meteors I'm worrying about. I wouldn't touch that ball with a 10-foot pole. Where has it been? It had liquid all over it. It looked like it was a message from the lawn people out there. Oh, the lawn at Great Woods, watch out. We could do some DNA testing out there tonight, couldn't we, lawn people? Before we leave the planet Earth, we're going to take you on a few little stops here so we can pick up some supplies for our trip. We're going out to Ringling, Montana right now to pick up a little beer. Come on with us. Him on that pedal steel guitar. Ringling, ringling, slipping away. dusty and the bank has been torn down. It's a dying little town. Church windows busted, that place ain't been used in years. Jail don't have a sheriff or a cell. And electric trains, they roll by maybe once or twice a week. Easing it on down the muscle shell. Ring and ring lines slipping away. Only 40 people are living there today. Yes, the streets are dusty and the bank has been torn down. It's a dying little town. And across from the bar there's a pile of beer cans. Been there 27 years. Imagine all the heartaches and tears. 27 years of beer. The cruise control. Pretty soon the town was out of sight. But we left behind a fat barmaid, a cowboy and a dog, racing for a ringling Friday night. Yeah! Ringling, ringling, slipping away. I wonder how many people will be there a year. And the banks have been torn down. It's a dying little town. Yes, I say now, it's a dying little town. Don't you know? Dog rush him on that steel guitar there. Yeah. Johnny. Can you see me, Johnny? Take it, baby. Jump right up, show your age. I wish I had a pencil in my stand, the Boston Blackie kind, a two-tone Ricky Ricardo jacket, and an automatic picture of Andy Devine. I remember being a buck-tooth and skinny, a right fan of letters, disguised knees, Pennywise. I wish I had a pencil in my stand. But then it's Bandstand Disneyland. Over the fast, you're drinking on a fake ID. Yeah, and Rama of the Jungle was everyone's Moana, when only jazz musician. Wish I had a pencil in my stack. I could solve some mysteries too. Play a little jazz, Johnny. Church, somebody stole my hair, but Mr. John Lovell on that trumpet.
Yeah.
All right. Some of you out there may be wondering what kind of communication devices we'll be using on our trip up to the moon. It's a very simple one that works very effectively. The coconut telegraph is all we're going up there with, if that's okay. But we also have communication devices on Earth that are broadcasting tonight on the internet airwaves of Radio Margaritaville around the world. Hello, world! Great Woods to the world! Come in, come in! Let's put it up there on the Coconut Telegraph, shall we? Parties are started and ended. Maybe next dawn, the jungle drums are beating with the tales late last night. The story's buried, feeding for everyone's delight. You can hear it on the Coconut Telegraph. Send me nothing on your hat. Put it on the Coconut Telegraph. Say it.
This hand, this hand, that phone, that phone, this hand.
Coconut Telegraph. It'll get you. Thank you. All right, we have a fine crew tonight. Yes. Very adaptable for space travel. Very important out there. All right. Just a couple of more reminders before we take off, though, that there's one thing I want you to know before we land up there on the moon and go to the beach house. There are volcanoes up on the surface of the moon. You got to watch out for them just like you do down here on Earth. Right, Mr. Utley? Yeah, there's volcanoes out here on the Cape, too, yeah. Some people in that parking lot got high. This vehicle, but we got some in-flight instructions. I want you to look at the monitors and pay attention to our chief parrot head who's going to guide us to the moon tonight. Walter, come in. Where are you?
This is a Margarita Vision special report. We interrupt our regularly scheduled programming. Captain Buffett is preparing to leave the Earth at any moment for the last leg of this amazing journey.
Jimmy, It's time to kick the tires and light the fire, son.
Do not try this at home without adult supervision. I got a schoolboy heart. I can't help myself. No, that's not a stunt man.
Stout sailor's legs and a license to fly. I got the nomad feet and some wandering toes that glide up my longboard and hang off my nose. I suppose the need to focus never arose. Something like a Swiss Army knife. That's my life. Frankenstein. Sailor's legs and a license to fly. I got a bartender ear, a beachcomber style, piratical nerve, and a barbarian style. Ooh, ooh.
Going to be a long trip up there, so I thought it might be time to get you to know your fellow passengers and fellow crew members out there. And this is the spot that always inspired us many years ago as we would drive into the parking lot out there at Great Woods and see you people way, way ahead of us in the energy and consumption department. So, just remember, if you come to see this show at Great Woods, you're responsible for what you're about to see next, which is what you people look like to us from our point of view up here. So since we're changing latitudes and attitudes tonight, take a look at your fellow crew members and passengers. Get on that bus. Let's go. Here we go. That's what you people look like to us out there. It ain't voyeur dorm, but it's the best we can do, you know? All right. We're traveling through the universe here. We're dodging beach balls, comets, meteors, and everything else. Heading towards the millennium, just waiting for that next explosion. You know something's going to happen out there. For all you people that might be around my age bracket that might have had to duck under a desk back in the 50s or two, you know, just to make sure the H-bomb didn't get you, here's a little song remembering that. As we head to the millennium, we're just all waiting for that next explosion. survival. So he's got to get word on that sense of survival. Oh, it's dangerous, man. Watch out. And some bamboo shack, but they gave birth to a tribe of pyromaniacs. It's dangerous work. Takes one to know one. It made good sense to teach all of us school children about civil defense. Don't be scared.
Don't be scared.
Do not cry. Just dive under your desk and kiss your ass goodbye. It's a dangerous world.
Dangerous world. Dangerous world.
Hell of a hustle. It's the next. Ship, but in some circles we could consider that sailing around or navigating around, and maybe we'll see you out in Buzzards Bay or in Penobscot Bay or somewhere around here on the weekend. I'm going sailing when this is all over, so I'm going to do a little sailing song for you right now for all the sons and daughters of sailors out there. as the son of a son of a sailor, I went out on the sea for adventure, expanding the view of the captain and crew like a man just released from indenture. As a dreamer of dreams and a traveling man, hell, I've chalked up many a mile with dozens of books about heroes and crooks. Hell, I learned much from both of their style. Son of a son, son of a son, son of a son of a sailor, son of a gun, know the last time, one step ahead of the chain. Now in the near future, southeast of disorder, you can shake the hand of the mango man as he greets you at the border.
She hails from Trinidad, island of the spices, with salt for your meat, cinnamon sweet, and a rum is for all your good vices.
All she did as we ride on the wind, had our forefathers harnessed before us. Get bells ring as the tide ring and sing, it's the son of a god. Always searching for some, that a lawyer be for a banker. Just the son of a son, son of a son, son of a son of a sailor. This is in my veins, my tradition remains. I'm just that I don't live in a trailer.
I'll take a boat in it.
Thank you. Miss Nadira Shakur on vocals right there. Mike, are you having a party? Mr. Baker's having a hard time over there. All right. Oh, yeah. I smell pot coming from over here and grilled onions from over there. Two of my favorite smells ever. Said oxymoron. Am I hungry or am I high? I can't tell here. In this crowd, who knows, you know? Both those onions and that pot smell really good up here, you know? You know, that's just the way you people are, right? It's okay. I've learned to accept it. It's all right. Here's a song not only about accepting that, but thank you again in New England for 20 or 30 years. Hell, I don't know how long I've been doing this, but thank you. All the way back to Passim's out in Cambridge, all the way up to the years working up in Freeport and around there. Here's a little Come Money. Thank you for tonight and for the whole run. Heading up to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. I got my hush puppies on and off to all great woods we go. be missing so, but come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday, I'll be holding you tight. I spent four lonely days in a brown alley hay. Just want you back by my side. Yes, it's been quite a summer. Westbound train, and now you're off on vacation. Some things are hard to explain. Yes, it's I love you so. That's the reason we just had to go. But come Monday, it'll be alright. Come Monday. The time's just flying by. Hell, we're circling the moon right now. Walter, come in. Tell us what's going on.
This is a Margarita Vision special report. We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to take you live to the moon where history is being made.
I'm going to step off the landing. That's one small step for man.
And one giant leap for Gumbo.
And one giant leap for Gumbo.
Is that Ed Bradley's student announcement? Play that tambourine, man. Brother Bradley cooks a mean gumbo now. Sugar and no bud, I will pay for gumbo. Hey, I will pay for gumbo. It started at my grandma's on her kitchen by the sea. She said, hey, little Jim, you know the first one's free. It hit me like a brick or some taekwondo.
Fresh paper, Mr. Potter, my boy. Good for the potter. When the rain came down in a hollow
We'll see you in about 20 minutes. Have fun on the moon. In the city. Always a pleasure to run around that city, the great city of Boston, Mass. That song, of course, written by my good friend, Mr. Mac McAnally, right here. We hope you've had a little fun exploring the surface of the moon and the lawn out there. And we're going to let Mac do a little song from his album, Looking Back, right now to kick off the second half of the show. And hang on, we got a lot left in us tonight. It's the end, and we're letting it all out.
She cries away down Highway 65, and the windshield wipers will not dry her eyes, 'cause her hopes and dreams are gone, and so is her credit. And she thinks this is the way that they were headed. Looking back, anyone would change a thing or two. Looking back, it's hard to see what's right in front of you. Well, she's laughing now down Highway 61, and the northbound truckers wonder who the joke is on. And sometimes she says you can get so good pretending that you run your life right past your happy ending. Looking back, anyone would change a thing or two. Looking back, it's hard to see what's right in front of you. Everybody wants to know what she was thinking, and the officer confirmed she wasn't drinking. But she rammed that church and she took out walls and plumbing, like so many things she never saw it coming. She just smiles and says, I never saw it coming. Looking back, looking back, looking back.
Thank you.
Mr. Mac McAnally. Here's a little song I want to do right now that Mac also wrote, but appeared on one of our records right there. For all you people out there that don't have to go to work tomorrow or the next day, you don't have to worry about your jobs. And this is the last day of our job for the summer. Again, thank you for a great summer, and for 30 years, it is my job.
In the middle of late,
sitting on a curb. I didn't know what about, but I was feeling quite disturbed. Sweet Sweeper came whistling by, he was bouncing every step. Seemed strange how good he felt, so I asked him why he swept. He said, it's my job to be cleaning up this mess, and that's enough reason to go for me. It's my job to be better than the rest, and that makes the day for me.
Got an uncle that owns a bank, he's a self-made millionaire. He never had anyone to thank, never had no one to care. Always seemed kind of sad to me, and I asked him why that was, and he told me it's because in my contract there's this clause.
He says it's my job to be worried half to death, and that's the thing people respect in me. It's my job, but without it I'd be less than what I expect from you. Now I've been lazy most all my life, writing songs and sleeping late.
Any manual labor I've done was purely by mistake.
Street sweepers can smile, and I've got no right to feel upset.
But sometimes I still forget.
It's my job to be different than the rest, and that's enough reason to go for me. It's my job to be better than the best, and that's a tough break for me. It's my job to be cleaning up this mess, and that's enough reason to go for me. It's my job to be better than the rest, and that makes the day for me. It's my job. Thank you for this job, yeah. Mr. Mac Maganelli.
Yeah.
All right. We've lost Mike Utley here. He's supposed to be on a little expedition out on the moon. Let me see if I can find him here. We got things to do. Utley, where are you? Come in. Come in, Mike Utley.
Master, you freed me from the bottle. What is your wish?
Give me the moon.
Yes, Master.
Wait a minute. Whoa. You've been getting away with this every night, and stop it right now. Okay, go ahead. Show him your butt. That's all right. That's what he wished for. But Jeannie, we're gonna make somebody else's wish right now. We're gonna on Radio Margaritaville. We're gonna draw the name of the winner, the person that gets to go to the Millennium Show in L.A. at the end of the Millennium here. All expense paid, airfare, money, hotels, wine, women, and song. Here it is, right here. The winner of the Millennium trip. For those of you who don't know, people that have been wearing costumes all year, we just pick them out, dump their names in the hat. We've had about 5,000 entries, and here we go. This is like being at the bingo game at Parrish. I love this. Yeah. What are you doing after the show? It's quite exciting here. The winner is a lady named Elizabeth Replog from Elkhart, Indiana. If you're out there, oh, come on, give her a hand. Boo. Elizabeth's going to the Millennium Show. All right, we've done it. Now, go ahead. Do what you want to do. To our newlyweds. Engaged in the parking lot last year. Married in the parking lot this year. Consummating the marriage in the parking lot later tonight this year. Sitting here, I don't know if you'll tell your children this is your wedding song, but to me it's perfectly clear. Barmaid, bring a pitcher, another round of brew. Well, honey, why don't we get drunk and screw? Back in his touring clothes now. We better get on that tour right now. We got to find us a boat. We got places to go.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Stephen. I smell those grilled onions. To hell with the pot now. Give me a cheeseburger. I think we've got some on board. Let's check.
Roger, Guth. We're go for cheeseburgers.
Nearly 70 days, losing weight without speed eating sunflower seed, drinking lots of carrot juice and smoking up a pill. Tonight I have these wonderful dreams, some kind of sensuous dream. Not zucchini, fettuccine, boga wheat, but a big one bun and a huge hunger beat. Cheeseburger is paradise. Some kind of party on Labor Day on the moon tonight. Gumbo, Ed Bradley on tambourine, Walter Cronkite is our tour guide. Cheeseburgers, hell, let's bring on the dancing girls. And we have them right now, our lovely Reaperettes will now take you on a mystical tour originating at the base of those pyramids on the ancient River Nile near the city of Cairo. Tina and the Dira, come on down.
Thank you.
to get up. Oh, my God. I don't know what's going to go on next around here. All right. We're going to have to be heading back to Terra Firma pretty soon, so we got to gather up our things. But before we go out of here, we got to always give ourselves a little voodoo altar out here and some offerings here, a little bit of love and luck right now. This is a dance song from the lawn down to the front row right now. I want to see some wiggling below the waist by you white people, all right? That kind of shit, all right? Let's do it. A little love and luck. Glue yourselves together. Let's go. I feel it in the changing wind. I feel it when I fly. So talk to me and listen to my story. I've been around enough to know that there's a more than meets the eye. Everybody needs a little good luck charm. A little gree-gree keeps you safe from home. Just players in a game, and no one's keeping score. So have your fun, go ahead and tell your story, and find yourself a lover who will glue you to the floor. Everybody needs a little good luck charm. A little gree-gree keeps you safe from harm. Rub your song.
Try a little love and luck.
Cole Seda. My friends over the Red Sox made the first Finn Red Sox jersey for the Feeding Frenzy, the last Feeding Frenzy in Great Woods of the millennium. If this is the last Feeding Frenzy of the millennium, we want some spawning going on out there tonight. We got Fins to the left, fins to the right, left, right. It's the final Feeding Frenzy of the millennium in Great Woods on a Saturday night. All right, you land sharks. Well, I know one thing about this crowd. If you're not land sharks out there, you're probably pirates as well. We are in pirate waters up here between Buzzards Bay and the Vineyard Sound out there. So for all you sons and daughters of Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn and Jim Hawkins, here's a little pirate music for you right now tonight. Mother, mother ocean, I can hear you call. Wanted to sing upon your waters since I was 3 feet tall. You've seen it all. You've seen it all. Watch the man. Switch from Celestine. In your belly you can hold the treasures you have ever seen. Most of them dream. Most of them dream. Yes, I. To plunder, I'm over 40 victim of fate. Arriving too late. Arriving too late. I've done a bit of swallowing. I've won my share of brass. I made enough money to buy Miami, but so fast, never meant to lie. Thank you, my friend. Amy Lee on that set. Buzz on the Vineyard Sound. Thank you, Pirates! All right, we got to get back in the plane now. We got to head back to Earth. But it's not that bad. You know why? Because we're stopping in Margaritaville first. Are you ready to go? Nibbling on sponge cake. Watching the sun bake. Nothing to show but this brand new tattoo. I got me one too, but it's a real beauty. I think she's a Chilmark cutie, or maybe she's from up in New Hampshire. I haven't got a clue.
Wasted away.
Checking out Chiquitas down by the shore. Oh, they dream about weight loss. Wish they could be their own boss. Those 3 day vacations become such a bore. I blew out my flip flop. Stepped on a pop top. Twice I had to limp on back home. But there's booze in a blender. Soon it will render that poison concoction that helps me hang on. Hang on, hang on, hang on.
Wasting away again in Margaritaville.
what y'all did all weekend at the office now on your fax machine. For those of you getting off in Margaritaville, we say goodbye. For the rest of you, I'm going down to that one particular harbor. Radio Margaritaville, to all my friends in Tahiti, I'll see you after the millennium. Let's go now.
tracks where the engine is the effeminate in the shade, strumming with the rhythm that the driver made. People passing by, I stopped and said, oh my, but that little country boy can play.
Go, go, go.
David Letterman and Stupid Pet Tricks. Well, we got one more little thing to do for you right now. And on the way to work tonight, Savannah Jane and I were talking about it. She said, you know, Dad, you hadn't done this song in a long time. We ought to put this on the live album. Thank you, Savannah Jane. Thank you, Jerry Garcia. Here we go. This street, there is danger at the door. Think this through with me. Let me know your mind. Whoa, all I want to know is, are you kind?
Are you kind?
It's the fuck. Thank you. Labor Day! What a party! We will have to do this again. Well, I'm going sailing up in Maine for a few days. If I see you, wave to me.